அந்த மிஷன் அந்த நம்பர் ஆகும். This is the Chalil, not the Chalil that we'll see that they played in conjunction with Karbonos. That was a different Chalil. This was the musical accompaniment to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And that's not Docha Shabbos or Yontif. She'eno Docha, Hilcha, Chal Yontif Yos B'Shabbos, Plashalu Shisha Cholos Omoi, Nimtza Cholos Shisha. The first day fell on Shabbos, then Yontif and Shabbos coincided, and there were 6 weekdays of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And the Chazoni says there was Simchas Beis HaShoeva no matter what, even on Shabbos and Yontif. It's just they didn't play musical instruments. Chal Yontif Bechol Havilu Tre Yomei Shabbos VYontif the Lodochi Lahu Pashilu Chamisha. If the first day was not Shabbos, then you had a Yontif and a Shabbos to subtract. Only had 5 days of Chol Hamoed. It's only 5 days that you could play musical instruments by Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Okay. Itmar Rav Yehuda Rav Eino Chad Toni Shoeva VeChad Toni Chashuva. One of these Amoraim, Rav Yehuda or Rav Eino, said that the girsa of the Mishnah should be Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And the other one said the girsa should be Simchas Beis HaChashuva. Omer Mar Zutra, Mandatoni Shoeva lo Mishtavish, and Mandatoni Chashuva lo Mishtavish. Both of them are correct. It was called Beis HaShoeva and Beis HaChashuva. Mandatoni Shoeva lo Mishtavish, the Chsivu Shabta Mayim Besosom. It says that you should draw the water Besosom. And therefore, it's a hint to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva because of She'iva Samai. And they ask, L'chaora, what's it called? Why is it the She'iva's not the Yikr, the Nisuch, which is the Nisach de Mayim. So later on, the Gemara is going to say that She'iva over here is not the drawing of the water. Mayim refers over here to Ruach HaKodesh. When they did the mitzvah with tremendous simcha, they were zochet to Ruach HaKodesh. Shav de Mayim, B'sason, right, when they were kind, the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, with Sason, they were Shoev Ruach HaKodesh, that's what it refers to. Uman de Toni Chashuva lo Mishtabesh, Domer of Nachman, Mitzvah Chashuva hi ubo mishesh me bereshes. This mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim was already prepared from Sheshes me bereshes, that the Rabban Shom prepared the Shisin, the hollows, the caverns underneath the Mizbeach for the water to go down. And the Medrash says the reason that this was already prepared from Sheshes me bereshes, why it's so choshev, because when the Rabban Shom separated the upper waters from the lower waters were very upset. And the Rabban Shom said, don't worry, you're going to be menusach al gabe ha-mizbeach to bring rain to from the upper waters for the world. So this mitzvah was already predestined from creation to compensate for what happened to the lower waters, whatever that means. Okay, Rashi. Misheshes me bereshes, that morin leel shisin nivru misheshes me bereshes the kabbalah nesachim. The shisin, the hollows under the mizbeach were already prepared from sheshes me bereshes. Ton rabbanon, hachalul doches haShabbos divir Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Right, the chalil is doches Shabbos. Now this tia Shabbos is only mid rabbanon. There's no iser to play musical instruments on Shabbos min haTorah. It's only because we're afraid that you'll come to fix them if they get broken. That's only din the rabbanon. And in many places in the Mikdash, they weren't gozer. They weren't gozer to blow chatzotzros or to blow shofros or whatever in the Mikdash. But that's because it was one instrument and it was something that they weren't afraid that much it was going to be a problem to fix, and therefore they didn't make a shvus in the Mikdash. But here we're talking about a whole orchestra. So the whole orchestra, and it's not me ikr hakorban. There they were gozer a shvus. So Rabbi Yehuda says the Chalil was Docha Shabbos. We'll see later which Chalil we're talking about, right? There's the Chalil they played by the Mizbeach for Korbanos, and there was the Chalil they played as part of the orchestra for Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Simchas Beis HaShoeva was not such a great inyan, right? It was important, but it was only Simcha Yisera. But by the Mizbeach, we'll see, it could be that it was a part of the halachas of the Korban, that you had to play musical instruments. So the instruments by the korban were much more of a chiyuv, and therefore there's more reason they should be Docha Shabbos than that the Simchas Beis HaShoeva should be Docha Shabbos. Okay. The Chachomim are af yontefenu Docha. And the Chachomim hold, not only isn't the Chalil Docha Shabbos, like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said, it's not even Docha Yontef. Om Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, what are they arguing about? Machlokas b'shir shel korban. The machlokas is by the shir that the chalil that was by the korbanos on the mizbeach. Okay? That's where they argue whether it's docha Shabbos or not. But the chalil of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, right, everybody holds that it's not docha. Later on he's going to say that. But okay, so that's how Rav Yosef learns the machlokas, Rav Yosef Yehuda, and the Chachamim, they're arguing only about the musical accompaniment of the Karbanos, but not Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Everybody agrees, like our Mishnah says, that the musical accompaniment of Simchas Beis HaShoeva was not Docha Shabbos or Yom Tov. Okay, that's how Rav Yosef learns the Machlokas. Rashi, B'shir Shel Korban, B'chalil HaMakil Lefnei HaMizbeach, B'shas Nisu Chayayim, B'tomit Shel Shachar, Nisu Chamayim, B'tomit Shel Shachar, Nisu Chayayim, B'nisu Chayayim, B'tomit Shel Ben Arbayim. They had to play when they sang the Shira by the Korbanos, right? When they were Menasech Yayin, they said Shira. And the question is, was the Shira vocal or also musically accompanied? Everybody holds it was vocal. They had to say Shira Bepet. Question is Shira Bekli also an Inyan? That's what we're going to see. So when they brought the Korbanos, especially when they were Menasech the Yayin, they said Shira. And and Mayim too. Even though it says Ein Omrim Shira Lala Yayin, but Nisuch HaMayim also they said Shira. Shalavim Omdim Al Duchanim, the Levim stood on the platform that was made for them by the Mizbeach, the Omrim Shir, and they said Shir, and they were accompanied by HaChalil Makil Lefnehem. And you'll see 12 times a year they use this Chalil special. Otherwise they use other instruments. Kidisnam Meseches Arachin, the Yud Beis Yom B'Shavis HaChalil Makal Lefnei HaMizbeach. 12 days a year, the Chalil was used as a special instrument by the Mizbeach. The Ein Omrim Shira Mizbeach El Alayay. Right, the Iker Shira is by when you pour the wine on the Mizbeach, because the wine is Mesameach Simcha. Ein Omrim Shira El Alayay. Can I read in Hossam? Also, Chalil Nechlek Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda Lomar Shudocha. That Chalil that accompanied Nisuch HaYayin and Mayim on the Mizbeach, not the Chalil of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That's where the argument is, whether it's Locha Shabbos or not. But everybody holds that the musical instruments by Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which were not part of the Korban, which is only the Simcha Yisera, is not Locha Shabbos or Yom Tov. Like our Mishnah says. Okay. So now the Gemara says, so what's the machlokas by the korban, if it's docha or not? The Rabbi Yossi sovar ikar shira b'chli. Rabbi Yossi, who holds it's docha, holds the ikar shira that's said by the korban is also with a musical accompaniment, not only vocal. And therefore, since it's an ikar in the avoda, it's docha Shabbos, like the avoda is docha Shabbos. The avoda, the docha is a Shabbos. Rabbanan savri ikar shira b'peh. And the Rabbanan hold no. The Iker Shira is only vocal. The fact that there's a musical accompaniment is just to make the voices sound better. But it's not a chiyuv. You don't have to have musical accompaniment. The lav avodahi, therefore it's not part of the avoda. The Ein Adochas HaShabbos, even though it's only a shvus, since it's not an Iker avoda, they weren't matir that shvus in the mikdash. Aval shir shel shoeva, divrei akol simcha yiseirahi, the Ein Adochas HaShabbos. But the clay shir that they used for Simchas Beis HaShoeva, everybody holds. That's not an avoda. That's not part of the avoda. It's only time to make extra happiness. That's not Docha Shabbos or Yom Tov. Omer Rav Yosef, okay, Rashi, Iker Shira, Shekorban Sibur Ton Shir Min HaTorah. You have to say Shira when you bring the Korbanos Sibur. Can Amriya Meseches Arachim, become a Mikros. Sov Rav Yosef, Iker HaShir Eino Elim Kein Chalil Makim HaShir. V'chein kinoros and the volume, hakol k'minyan ha-mefurisham. Right, the Mishnayos and Erechin speak about what instruments, how many instruments they use to accompany the Shira Salavim. Hilkach avodahi. Therefore, since the Iker Shira is also the Kli, it's part of the avodah, the korban. The chihechi, the tamid docher Shabbos, shir shalom, nami docher Shabbos. Just like the tamid is docher Shabbos, this is also docher Shabbos. And they didn't make a shavuos to stop it. Bepeh, and the rabbanon hold no. Ikar shir is bepeh halavil. Omrim hashir, dvar yom biyomo. Kegon lashem arzum loa, barishon, god lashem muha v'sheini, v'chein kula. Hashir shalivum. The ikar was what they said vocally. Everybody holds there was both. The question is, was the ikar only the vocal, or even the instruments were an ikar in the shir? V'shabes yef shalachalul, eno docha shein kli shir ha-mitzvah. And Shabbos and Yontif, since the kli was not the ikar of the mitzvah of shira, it was only an additional, what's it called, to make the voices sound good, therefore it's not docha. And even though, again, it's only the Rabbanan, they made that shvus in the mikdash, since it wasn't something that was necessary. But nothing to do with the mizbeach. That was something they did in the Azara, right, to stam, make simcha. Either because Ushaf the Mayim Besason, right, because they wanted to make this mitzvah with extra simcha, or some say because they wanted to show the tzedukim that it was an important mitzvah. They didn't believe in it, so they did it extra special, lahotzi milivan shel tzedukim. All the mitzvahs that were done that the tzedukim didn't believe, they did with a big ceremony, pomp and ceremony, lahotzi milivan shel tzedukim. Or the Rambam says there's another reason why they had simcha every night, because it says, what's it called, by Sukkos, usmachtem lefnei Hashem Elokechem shivas yom, a special extra simcha more than the other yom tovim. So for all those reasons, they had simchas b'sa shoeva. Kilektonim masnisim v'aladiyim b'kinoros unavolim. And ma'isa, there they played musical instruments, stam for simcha. So that surely wasn't part of the avod, that's not docha Shabbos and yontiv. Divrei hakol simcha yisei rahi, ve'ena min ha-Torah. It's only stam chibuf hamitzvah to do with a simcha, therefore it's not docha Shabbos. Omer Rav Yosef, mino amino de baha plige. Rav Yosef says, how do I know that that's the machlokas? That when they argue about the chalil, they're only talking about the chalil of the mizbeach, but not the chalil of simchas beis hashoeva, where everybody agrees, like our Mishnah, it's not docha Shabbos and yontif, right? The Tanya, because I have a brisa that says that. Klishori shasah and shal eitz. If you made a klishoris of wood, not metal, Rebbe posel, Rabbi Yosef Rehuda machsher. Rebbe says it's posel, and Rabbi Yosef Rehuda says it's kosher. Right? What's the machlokas, if you can make a klishoris of eitz or not? And we see Rabbi Yosef Rehuda is the one who holds that it's kosher. Why does Rabbi Yosef Rehuda hold like that? My lab b'hokim ifugei. Man de machsher sover ikr shira b'chli. The Alfina me'abuva de Moshe, right? There was a mesora that in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, they had an instrument made out of wood called an abuva. And they used to play it, what's it called, by the karbanos. And it had din of a klei shir. Because it had, if there's a din of the carbon, it had to have a din of a klei shir. So you see, it had a klei shir of wood. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds, obviously, chora, that clay shear is an ikr in the shira, it's an ikr in the carbon, and therefore it had to be klisharis. And since there was a klisharis of wood, you can make klisharis of wood. Man de pasul sover ikr shira v'peh, v'lo yalfina me'abuva de Moshe. And the Rebbe, who holds that you can't make a klisharis of wood, held that the abuva of Moshe was not a klisharis, because it didn't have to be a klisharis, because it had nothing to do with the avoda. It was just an extra added enhancement of the voices. So the Chora, we see that Rabbi Yosef Rehuda holds that Ikar Shira B'Kli. Mela, that would explain their machlokas of why he holds it's Docha Shabbos and the Rabbanan holds not Docha Shabbos, because they hold Ikar Shira B'Peh and he holds Ikar Kli B'Kli. And we have a makor that Rabbi Yosef Rehuda holds Ikar Shira B'Kli from the fact that you can make a klisharis of wood, because we learn from the klisharis of the instrument that was made of wood, which they played by the Mizbeach in the time of Moshe. Rashi, debahachit pli, gave the ikar shira b'peh b'kli. How do I know, where do I have a source, that the machlokas is whether ikar shira b'kli or ikar shira b'peh? Man de machshir eitz l'chol klisharis, the one who's Rosh Yehuda, who holds that you can make klisharis out of wood, sover ikar shira b'kli. Behavilu kli hashir kli sharis. Why? Because he holds it since ikar shiras b'kli, so the kalim that they used by the mizbeach had to be kli sharis. And we know that there was a wooden kli. So you see, kli sharis could be wood. Va'abu v'hayu v'migdash mimos Moshe, v'hu shel kone, it's made out of a reed. Not reed, a bamboo stalk. Kedishnan be'erichin, hilklach shar klosh kli sharis minei alfin and lachshiri b'shalais. So you learn from there that kli sharis is kosher be'etz. But the Rebbe who holds that you can make a kli sharis of eitz holds there were no kli sharis of eitz in the Mishkan. Iker shir of a peh, u kli lebesume kola biyamahu. And the kli wasn't part of the avoda, it was just to enhance the voices. Hilkach kli hashir eino kli sharis. Therefore, the kli shir didn't have to be a kli sharis. V'lo yalfina minayu lidmuye kli sharis le'avuv shel Moshe. Therefore, you can't learn from the avuv of Moshe that kli sharis could be of wood, because the abuv of Moshe was not a kli sharis. Literally, kli sharis means a kli that serves some of the avoda. This wasn't a kli that served the avoda. It served the voices which served the avoda. So Moshe says no. No, it's no proof. That's not love dafka. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds ikar kli shira the kli. And the other man, the Amr, holds ikar shira the pad. That's not the machlokas. Lo, the kuli alma ikar shira the kli. Could be everybody holds that the Iker Shira is with a Kli. Right? Bain Rebbe, Bain Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The Hacha B'donin Efshar Mishai Efshar. Kli, Kamiflagate. The argument is, can you learn something, right, from something that could be one way or the other, from something that couldn't be any other way? Right? Manda Machshar Sovar Donin Efshar Mishai Efshar. The one who says, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who says that a Kli Sharis can be made of eights, learns something that's possible either way from something that's impossible the other way. In other words, the Abub of Moshe had to be wood, because it says that they once tried to put gold over it to make it look nicer. It didn't sound good. It only sounded good if it was made out of wood. There are certain kalim, right, that have to be made out of wood. If they're made out of metal, the sound is dull. So the wood makes the sound better. So they couldn't have made the Abub of Moshe from metal. But any kli that you could use metal is just as good as wood, which is all the other kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to use metal. You can't learn that this, so Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no, even though you couldn't have made the abuv of something else, it had to be wood, you can learn from, to the all the other kalim, they could also be wood. And the other man, the Omer, says, no, man de posel sover lo don in efshar mishi efshar. You can't learn from the abuv, even though it was a klisharis, but it was a klisharis, they couldn't be anything but wood. But when you have a choice of wood or metal, you have to make it out of metal because it's more kosher. That's the machlokas. So everybody could hold that ikar shira b'kli. The e-boy seima dukuli amri kishir b'peh. Or everybody could hold that ikar shira is b'peh. The ain don in efshir m'shi efshir. And everybody holds you can't learn from the abuv of Moshe. So why does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda hold you can make a kli sharis of eitz? For a different reason. The hachav b'meilith menorah b'chloli uprati ober b'yuyi muti k'mithlegei. They're arguing by the menorah, if the menorah could be made out of wood or not. And if the menorah could have been made out of wood, it was about the kli sharis. Then all kli sharis could be made out of wood. And if the menorah can't be made out of wood, then no kli sharis was made out of wood, because the abuv wasn't the kli sharis. Rebbe Dorish Klali Uprati. Rebbe, who says that the menorah could not be wood, and therefore there was no kli sharis that was wood, but learns Klal Uprat. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Dorish Ribuya Mute. How does that work? Rebbe Dorish Klali Uprati says the Asisa Menoras, Klal, can make it out of anything. Then it says Zohav Tahar, which is a Prat. Niksha Taseh HaMenorah, then it says to make it solid, doesn't say what material. Chazer V'Kola, then that's another Klal. So what do we have? A Prat, Klal, what's it called? Klal, Prat, Uklal. Klal, Prat, Uklal, Iyatadon Eleke Ein HaPrat. Ma Prat Mefur Shomateches, Avkol Shomateches. Since you learn a klal pradu klal, and Rashi will explain how that works, so a klal pradu klal, the end result is that you're marba anything that's similar to the prat, but the prat's of gold, it has to be something similar to gold, meaning a metal. So Rebbe holds that the menorah had to be made out of metal. It could be made out of any metal, but not gold, l'chatchila, but any metal b'dievet, right? And when it was made out of gold, it had to have all the tzitzim or prochim or whatever. And when it was made out of other metals, it didn't have to have that. And there's an afkamina today. It's also to make a menorah similar to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So if the menorah could be made out of wood, you're not allowed to make a seven-branch menorah out of wood. If the menorah couldn't have been made out of wood, you are allowed. And not only that, but any metal would be osur, not just gold. And not only that, if it's any metal, it didn't have to have tzitzim or prachim. It's any shape. So that's it's an issur d'oraisa to make a menorah of seven branches. There's a lot of different shilas or whatever. There's another shilah over here. How could they make a menorah of wood? You're not allowed to plant trees near the mizbeach. And that doesn't only mean planting trees. It means building wooden buildings in the azara was osur. So they said it's only if it's mechubar l'karka, like a tree. Or if it has an ohel. But a menorah is not mechubar l'karka, and it doesn't have an ohel, it's not like a tree at all. So that's not a problem.
They used
wooden doors. What? Yeah, but that's all part of the mikdash. That was part of what it was, to make something extra there. Not a menorah Torah was also part of the mikdash. Yeah, but it didn't have to be, because it had to be zav. How could you make it of wood when it didn't have to have wood? That's a shayla. If it had to be wood, then it's no problem. But if it didn't have to be wood, right, then lechora, why shouldn't it be osur because of the second issue?
Yeah, it's not mechubar l'karka, and it's not
north. You just said.
The doors.
What?
I agree, what
no, the doors are mechubar l'karka.
That's called mechubar l'karka?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
What?
Like a tree. It forms an oval on top. Tree is an oval. If you go under a tree, a kohen goes under a tree. It says it's in an oval, the branches. Okay. Okay. Rabbi Yosef Rehuda Dorish Ribuya Muyuti. Rabbi Yosef Rehuda Darshan is a Ribuya Miyut. He doesn't have the Klalu Prado Klal. He learns the whole Torah, the Ribuya Miyut. It's machlokas throughout what the Mida is, Klal Prat or Ribuya Miyut. And they're different, completely different. Vasisa menores riba. When the Torah said menorah, it was marba everything. Zav tor miyet. Niksha tasa menorah chazav riba. Ribo miyet v'riba, riba hakol. When ribu miyet v'riba is not, it's marba everything. Except one thing were mamayet. What is that? My rabbi kol miyet. Even wood. My miyet, miyet shalcheres. One thing is mamoyet, can't be made out of earthenware. That not. You can't make an earthenware menorah. But a wooden menorah, yes. So we have a wooden menorah. All klisharis can be made of wood. That's the machlokas. Rashi. Ein don in efshir. Mishi'i efshir. She'im kalim. Shar kalim efshir shiyu shamateches. You could make klisharis either of wood or metal. V'hein mechubadim. And it's nicer to make it out of metal. Therefore, we learn it for the menorah, according to that mandiomer, that menorah had to be what's it called metal, that the other klisharis also had to be metal. The hasum time mishum shi'ef shalasla shomateches, because the ibuv of Moshe couldn't be made out of metal. They even tried to overlay it with gold, and it didn't sound good. Not Sipuya Voya Kolor. They took off the gilding and it sounded good. Mamda Machsha Sover Donan Efshir Meshefshir. The one who says that you can still learn from that is you learn something that could be either way from something that can only be one way. The Mikoma Komashra and Klishar's Days. Maisi found the Klishar's Days. What difference does it make if it could be made differently or not? Right? And the other Mandiomer says no. You can't learn from something that couldn't be another way to something that could be another way. You can learn this machlokas that everybody holds that the ikushira is bepeh, right? And you don't need a klisharis for what's it called for the kelim. The lek of the male of me ovav. You can't learn from the ovav. Imtim salomer ikur bechli. Afilo hachin me ovav lo gomer dein don eshem shiavsha. And even if you hold that ikushira is bechli, you still can't learn from the ibu of Moshe. And the machlokas has nothing to do with that. Machlokas has to do with the menorah. The hacham the melech menorah beklali uprofi or beruyu bemutik mitpagei. The machlokas is how do you learn the menorah with a klal pradu klal or a ribui miut and ribui. The logasim menorah yeshadorshin as a torah beklal uprat. It's throughout. Right? We say that Rabbi Shmuel said that one of the 13 midos is klal pradu klal, but there were others who argued on Rabbi Shmuel who said that the midah is not klal pradu klal. It's ribui miut to ribui. The Yesha Dorshan also means Ribu Miut. Hadorsha Bechlau Prat, Mashmale Prat Habo Acher Klau, Perusha Shoklau. So here's the difference between them. when you have a klal uprat, so the way you learn it is, first the Torah said in general, and then it said specific. The specific explains what the general was. Notice it limits it to only that. Klal uprat, ein bechlal elamashav uprat. If it's just a klal uprat, the prat limits the klal to only that one thing. Hilkach, klal uprat, ein bechlal elamashav uprat. Nothing, even something similar to the prat, isn't included, only that prat. So if it remained with a klal uprat, you would only have what the prat says, nothing more. Because the prat explains the klal. Vafishu perusho, mahu klal, hakolul b'mayla, zeshani omer l'cho achshav lo yosef. The prat comes to tell me, what is the klal of what's it called that I said? Only this prat, it only includes this. The chiosi klal sheni achar haprat, and now that the Torah said another klal, bo lahosi falov, it came to include more, a little bit more than that one thing, but not much more. It came to include anything similar to that prat, not only that prat, but anything similar. Im tosi falov es adomim lo, anything similar. Hilka chi atadon al yidei klal ha'achron el advorim hadomim with prat shul nishrab mitchila. Therefore, if you had a klal of prat, it would be only the prat. Now another klal adds things similar to the prat, but not something not similar to the prat. So mela by the menorah, it would work out. The klal is anything, any material. The prat would be only gold, right? And now another klal says anything similar to gold, meaning metal. V'hador shabaribu miut lo mashm le prat habo achar klal perusha shaklal. Right? One who learns baribu miut, one the Torah said a ribui, and then it said a miut, the miut doesn't explain or qualify the ribui. It just excludes something from the ribui. Now, as I exclude something, I have general, now I have an exclusion. So we'd exclude one thing. Okay? The name of Ein Bechlau Mashem Befrat, El Mishun De Bechlau Kaman Sraba Hakol, Mashma Osi Prata Basra Lemute Mashmusek. The Prat comes to be Mamayit something, but not to limit it completely. And once now it come back to be marba, we're marba everything. But if it, then what's the prat for? So you need to be mamayit something. The ilu dvorim shem ke'ena prat lo itzrich, the lo imuta lo mimuta. Because to be marba things similar to the prat, we don't need. Because the miut wasn't mamayit all of that. It was only mamayit one or two things. It wasn't mamayit everything. Right, so therefore, now that we have the ribui, it comes to be marba everything. But since there is a miut, you have to be mayit something. So mayit one thing. V'hochi omer behedyu perik nigmar adin, gabiko aniska, nitlin demandes dorish ribui amute, mashmele beribui umiut, lechudei below ribui achron kol adomin leprat. Right, and that's how we learn it. So the ribui, the first ribui is marba everything, the miut is mayit certain things, and the ribui is marba everything again except one thing. So what are we mamayit? Klicheres. But otherwise, wood is also okay. The only thing that's mamayit, if you learn it with a ribui, miut, and ribui, is klicheres. If you learn klal, prat, or klal, then it has to be anything similar to the prat, which has to be metal, and if it's not metal, not. Miut shocheres. Dal korchach miuto lemute osa. Lemaisa, there is a miut. Can't say everything is maruba, then why isn't it just a klal? Why do you have a ribui, miut, and ribui? Just have a ribui. Zehu haroy lemismayit yosef min hakol. The one that's so unsimilar to anything is klicheres, because that's so cheap, right? That for sure is not included.